Welcome to this portion of the worship from Daleville Christian Church. This is the message portion of the worship service. May it be a blessing to you as ever our Lord intends His word to bless. We have an affirmation of our faith together. We claim our faith together, and this claim is from 1 Peter, letter of 1 Peter. In the first chapter, we were ransomed from futile ways by the precious blood of Christ. He was destined before the foundation of the world, but was made manifest at the end of the times for our sake. Through him, we have confidence in God, who raised him from the dead and gave him glory, so that our faith and hope are in God. The reading of God's word for today is from John's Gospel in the 14th chapter, the first 7 verses. These are the words of our Lord Jesus. Do not let your hearts be troubled. Trust in God. Trust also in me. Other versions say, believe in God, believe also in me. In my Father's house are many rooms. If it were not so, I would have told you. I'm going there to prepare a place for you, and if I go and prepare a place for you, I will come back and take you to be with me, that you also may be where I am. You know the way to the place where I am going. Thomas said to him, Lord, we don't know where you are going, so how can we know the way? Jesus answered, I am the way, the truth, and the life. No one comes to the Father except through me. If you really knew me, you would know my Father as well. From now on, you do know him and have seen him. May the Lord add his blessing to this reading of his holy word. Happy Halloween. It is the day before All Saints' Day. It is All Hallows' Eve. That's how we get the word Halloween. Happy Halloween. Can I say that? Is it appropriate to say Happy Halloween this year? From what I read, and from what I see, and from what I hear, I can say Happy Halloween, but I don't see too many adults who will believe it. I don't see many adults believe in a Happy Halloween, and it doesn't much matter if you are a Jesus follower or not. I decided to check some polls. I was correct. Not too many adults in America will wish you a Happy Halloween this year. Now allow me to remind you that I am an historian. I can tell you that Americans have never been known as an upbeat people. Americans have never been known to be an upbeat people. Not a happy Halloween. Americans will spend about $3 billion each this year on costumes, decorations, and candy. $3 billion worth of candy. I'm happy about that. Last year we talked about the favorite or best Halloween candy in each state. This year, spending on Halloween candy has already surged. Sales jumped 29% compared to last year. And candy is not affected by concerns about shipping in the U.S. Not have a happy Halloween. All your favorite candy for Halloween is available. And based on statistics, you and I are buying it at a 29% higher rate. Look, I know that your doctor and dentist might not be happy about all this, but what about you and me? But Americans have trouble being upbeat and positive, Jesus followers included. Americans were not upbeat during what some call the good old days. In 1965, gasoline was 30 cents a gallon, and there was plenty of it. And there was plenty that we Americans weren't happy about. Gasoline was pennies cheaper 10 years before that, and in 1955, we weren't happy even in 1955. Even though in 1955, young men from my hometown had won blue ribbons and champion ribbons for their 4-H hogs, and they won them in almost every category. Hampshires, Poland Chinas. For you city slickers, Poland China is another very tasty breed of hog. Also, 4-H'ers in my town won in categories for Yorkshires and crossbred hogs. Young men from my county won all those ribbons, but the front page of the local paper stated there would be local tax hikes. And even though in 1955 the U.S. had over 2,400 nuclear weapons, we didn't think that was enough nuclear weapons. America would build 6 times as many nuclear weapons by 1960, and twice as many as that by 1961, so that we would have over 12,000 nuclear weapons. But having more nuclear weapons never made anyone feel better, apparently. So we were worried about the godless communist Russians and their nuclear weapons. Some of you might recall that the Cuban Missile Crisis was in October 1962. My third grade teacher, Mrs. Smith, yes, that was her real name, was so frightened by the Cuban Missile Crisis that she suggested that we children forget trick-or-treating and see if we couldn't get our parents to build atomic bomb shelters for our homes. And I'm not kidding about that. I was there in her class that day. And even Hoosiers today are so frightened or so angry, they cannot maintain decorum at school board meetings. Some school board meetings have gone virtual, online only, because people will not follow Robert's Rules of Order, which have been the standard for school board meetings for decades. Some situations are even worse. Maybe you read of the 65-year-old homeowner in Texas who shot the driver of a car that the homeowner didn't recognize, which was sitting in his driveway. And the vehicle was pulling out of his driveway. The shooter called the police saying he killed a man claiming the car driver had a gun. The driver of the car did not have a gun. The police didn't find one. I believe that we can assume that that homeowner did have a lot of fear. Ever since the election races for the 2016 election, some have said that America is more divided than it had ever been in history. But the number one professor of the American Civil War in this country said no. It's not the most divided we have ever been in America, and I know what I'm talking about. Now, friends, I lock my doors and usually keep my car locked and never leave the keys in my car. Do I do this because I'm afraid? No, I do these things because I read the Bible. However, no facts and no truth will change Americans' sense of fear. Hear that. No facts and no truth will change Americans' sense of fear. And that's the official judgment of experts who study American fears. People do not confront new information looking for truth, but rather looking for their truth. And this means facts take a back seat to deeply ingrained fears. That means people are already afraid and look for information that confirms their suspicions. Americans ignore statistics that they don't already feel. For example, one of the top fears in this country is either terrorist or non-terrorist attacks, domestic shootings. Here are the facts. Violence has been and still is on the decline here and worldwide. You and I are more likely to die by our own furniture than we are to die by terrorist attack. But facts don't help people. Knowledge does not help people. I heard someone speak fear to me this week. Main Street people are afraid of the economy, but Wall Street people are not. And to me, that's saying something, because Wall Street people are like a herd of white-tailed deer to me. They'll take off running if you just wave your hand. But facts don't help Americans. One more example. Whenever I'm going to North Carolina to the beach, my administrative assistant is kind enough to remind me of all the shark attacks in that area of the country. But I remind my administrative assistant that those are not shark attacks. A shark attack is when a shark comes at you when you're taking a shower in your home or you're going to your vehicle in a parking lot. That would be a shark attack. But in North Carolina, when I wander through a shark's living room, or a shark that might bite me is not attacking me, the shark is trying to eat his dinner and I got in the way. But here is a fact. More people in this country die from cattle than they do from shark attacks. Does it make people less afraid to go in the ocean? No. So, as an historian and as a man dedicated to God's truth of the Bible, the truths I know won't help your feelings of fear. I do have some suggestions, however. First of all, I suggest that we all shift our focus. And I can say that American mental health professionals almost all suggest dropping social media and the evening news, or the morning news, whichever poison you tend to prefer. Doesn't it mean something when mental health professionals suggest that we quit trying to be informed? But I know how tough it is to be positive. I've seen 3 websites go down that were dedicated to positive news stories. That's depressing in itself. I do still get a positive e-newsletter, and I'm on several mental health e-mailing lists, all positive. The late great ordained children's television pastor, Fred Rogers of Mr. Rogers' Neighborhood, and yes, he was an ordained pastor, Mr. Rogers spoke every day to the most vulnerable Americans, American children. Mr. Rogers' advice, don't look at the disasters, look for the helpers. Don't look at the sick, look at the doctors and nurses. I heard a few weeks ago from an online pastor, if you ever wonder about your own salvation, take a harder look at what Jesus did for you. Take a harder look at what Jesus did for you. Look at the punishment that Jesus took on for you so that you won't suffer punishment for your wrongdoings. And in addition to that, to those who call upon the name of Jesus as Lord and Savior, the Holy Spirit, called the Counselor, called the Helper, called the Comforter, was sent to you, you personally. The letter of 1 Peter says, cast all of your cares on the Lord. Why? 1 Peter says, because the Lord cares for you. Shift your focus. Let us shift our focus. This is entirely within our power as American human beings. Shift our focus. The odd old song, looking for love in all the wrong places. Many Christians have been looking for good news in the wrong places. Some children this Halloween will wear scary masks. You and I are supposed to look harder to see behind the mask that this is a child who wants to have fun. A child dressed as a witch is not hoping to become a witch. A child dressed as a zombie or any other monster does not want to kill other people. We forget that in the original Frankenstein story, Frankenstein's monster was rejected by his creator, Dr. Frankenstein, and then rejected by other human beings. Then, after the monster was rejected by us, then comes the violence and destruction. So I suggest that you and I start looking in the right places and look at the right people. Share love that you know. Share love that you have received. Shift our focus. Start looking in the right places. Now, in God's word, Jesus wanted others, particularly the Pharisees that Jesus disagreed with. Jesus wanted the Pharisees to ponder the truth of God's word. Jesus said, "Go and learn what this means." Matthew 9:13. But go and learn what this means. And then Jesus gives them a verse from the Bible. I will do the same for you. What I say may not be persuasive to your feelings about the future or persuade you not to be afraid. What I say may not be persuasive. May not persuade you about fear for the future, even though the Bible commands do not be afraid, and says that more than any other command in the Bible. Do I need to say that again? The Bible commands, often on the lips of angels, the messengers of God to humanity, do not be afraid. Fear not. Jesus said, do not be afraid, directly 7 times. The apostles said it. I say to you on this Halloween 2021, go and learn what this means. Do not be afraid. All of the references are there for you in the sermon notes. Matthew 28:10, do not be alarmed and afraid. Jesus said, go and tell my brethren to go into Galilee. There they will see me. Think on that. To see Jesus would chase out fear. The disciples knew Jesus had died and was buried. Even as Jesus will see them again, Jesus gives the message, do not be alarmed. Do not be afraid. Go and tell my brothers to go into Galilee, and there they will see me. So I ask you, where can you see Jesus today? Where will you look for Jesus this week? Now you know this verse from Paul's letters to the believers in and around the city of Rome, chapter 8, verse 28. And we know that in all things God works for the good of those who love him, who have been called according to his purpose. Now this verse does not mean that everything that happens to us is good. Not at all. There is evil in the world. We pray for God's will to be done on earth as it is in heaven. That's the Lord's Prayer, yes? Thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven, because it isn't all God's will on earth. That's why we pray that. But when bad things happen, God is already present to work with you and through you to get something good out of it. Because your pain can serve to help others. Maybe not today, but it can be done. Job suffered Satan's evil deeds, but Job's response is in the Bible for us to help us. Go and learn what it means. We know that in all things God works for the good of those who love Him. Go and learn what it means, Hebrews 13:6. So we say with confidence, the Lord is my helper. I will not be afraid. What can mere mortals do to me? Go and learn what it means, 1 John 4:18. Perfect love drives out fear. Or this translation, full-grown, complete love throws fear out. There is no fear in love. But perfect love drives out fear because fear has to do with punishment. The one who fears is not made perfect in love. When Jesus says in John 14:1, "Do not let your hearts be troubled. You believe in God, believe also in me." As I mentioned, another version says, "You trust in God, trust also in me." Then ask yourself, do I or don't I trust Jesus? Do I or don't I trust Jesus? Or put it this way, isn't Jesus asking you and me, do you trust me? Do you trust me with your life? At funerals, I remind people that the Christian faith, following Jesus, is not about death, as in, Jesus will save you from hell. Now, that statement is true. Those who believe in Jesus as Savior will be saved from hell. Jesus can and will save you and me from hell, but it's only true when you're dead. What about while you are alive? Well, our God is a God of living. Faith in our Lord is about living. Jesus came to give life in abundance. Do you trust our Lord in life just as you trust our Lord when you die? Isn't Jesus asking, do you trust me? Do you trust me on Halloween? Do you trust me after Halloween? Do you trust me with your life? Go and learn what this means. Amen.